Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Shavuos. We continue now with learning halachos as they pertain to dealing with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, idol worshippers, and renting the field or renting out the field and the like. So says the Mishnah as follows: Chochrin Nirin Min HaOvdei Kochavim Bashvius. One can make an arrangement during the Shemitah year to lease the plowed fields from an Ovid Avodah Zarah after the Shemitah year. Meaning, I know, or I have a pretty good idea that this idol worshipper is going to be plowing his field during the Shemitah year so that it could be ready to be sown the following year in year 8. But still, I'm allowed to lease the field from him. Aval lo mi Yisrael, but I can't make an agreement on Shemitah to lease the plowed field next year from a Jewish person because there's a concern that most likely he's going to be violating Shemitah, and so we don't want to encourage that, so that's why it is not allowed to do that. Umachazikin yedei ovdei kochavim bashvius, and we can give words of like encourage them. We can say to the idol worshippers who are working their land in Israel during the Shemitah, we could say like, nice job, you're doing a great job, thank you, whatever. Valo yidei Yisrael, but we can't encourage a Jew who's violating this prohibition. V'sholin b'shloman, and just a related but a seemingly random halacha, we are allowed to greet idol worshippers. We could say shalom, shalom aleichem, or something like that, which is one of the names of Hashem, and we could even do that seemingly. The commentaries explained on their holidays, because this is something that's allowed me that because of we just want to have peace in the world, and then that's this helps accomplish that. That was Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet says further, what about uprooting trees during the Shemitah year? Is that permissible? So if someone is thinning out the olive trees in his olive tree orchard, so Beishamai say Yagum, that he can cut down trees all the way to the ground, but he can't take the roots out, because if you take the roots out, then it looks like you're clearing an area for planting, which during the Shemitah year would obviously be prohibited. But say, actually, you can even uproot the trees, because he's only... because since he's only taking a few of them out, it doesn't seem like he's creating an area for planting. But Beis Hillel say that in the case of one who is clearing, not just thinning out, but clearing his orchard, then he is not allowed to take out the trees, even with the roots. He could only cut them down to the ground, and then that would be permissible to them as well. And then says Mishnah, fine, but Eze Hu Hamedel. So what does it mean to thin out? Echad Oshnaim. It means when you cut one or two trees from a whole group of trees. And hamachalik, but what does it mean to clear? Shlosha hazeh betzadzeh. It's when you take out three trees that are all next to one another, then that's going to be considered clearing out, and that is going to be a prohibition. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, when do these rulings halachos apply? Mitoch shalah, when a person is uprooting the trees from his own field, because in that situation, he's going to be suspect maybe to be clearing the ground for planting. But if he's uprooting the trees from the field of his friend, then even if the person is clearing the orchard, meaning you take out the three that are all next to each other, he's allowed to fully uproot them, because clearly someone who's going to be suspected of doing some sort of prepped for someone else's field to be able to plant in it, that's not going to be something that we are concerned about. We don't actually think someone will do that, so therefore it would be permissible to clear the field of your friend. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah. Hey, have a wonderful day.